Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Jane Marie Mauvais is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's an economist, an award-winning author. She's spent more than 25 years working in the healthcare and long-term care financing, taxation, and retirement business. She is a former economist for Congress. She's a former economist for the SBA, the Small Business Administration. She has a brand new book out, which I'm very excited about, and I think you're going to, I promise you folks, you're going to benefit from this book. And so I encourage you to find it. It's called Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know Now. And she's our new friend, Jane Marie Mauvais. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the work you've been doing. My audience knows that I've been concerned about health care long before there was anything called ACA or Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. I was concerned about the double-digit cost increases that small business owners were experiencing back in the early part of the last decade, 10, 12, 13% year over year compounded. And I was concerned about all of that and was reporting on it, trying to get more market-based solutions. And all of our hard work, people like me and others, seem to come for naught, because then we wind up with this thing called the Affordable Care Act, and now things are even worse, it seems to me. And it seems to me, Jane Marie, that small business owners have been the stepchild pawns on this chessboard that the different interests have been working on, and they've just been kind of throwing us around a little bit. That's how I feel. What do you think?
Well, I think the issue really with the Affordable Care Act is that small business, depending on your size, will depend on what provisions apply to you.
Right.
And it's very confusing, and the Affordable Care Act has really increased the administrative burden on small businesses.
And, well, first, Jane Marie, it frightened us. It still frightens us. I mean, there's so much we didn't know about it. They kept changing things. The 1099 provisions that they tried to use to raise money, that scared the heck out of us early on. Then they did away with that. But I'll tell you, I believe the Obamacare has done more to hold small business owners back from growing than anything in my memory. What do you think?
Yes, there's a lot of confusion, and a lot of the confusion is because there's not good information out there, and there's been many, many delays. But this year and next mark an important turning point when there are going to be penalties on uninsured individuals
right.
and on certain employers. There's going to be new IRS reporting requirements for certain
right.
companies, insurance coverage mandates. But small businesses are confused what they have to do by when, and the answers to their questions are buried in thousands of pages of regulations.
That's right. But after all the delays, the basically, if I'm not mistaken, the law is in full force right now, as of January 1.
Yes, it is. So small employers with 50 to 99 employees, even though they won't pay a penalty this year in 2015, they have to start doing certain things. They have to start certifying that they didn't change their workforce last year to game the system. They have to start tracking their workers in terms mm-hmm. of what insurance coverage they have. They have to do it monthly.
That's an administrative nightmare.
It is going to be an administrative nightmare.
Yeah.
And then also just calculating.
Yeah, and that's what I meant. That's what I meant when I said to prevent small business owners from growing. You got somebody that's got a business that's growing, and they're going to. This is holding them back. They're saying, I'm not going to grow more than 50 people. If I've got 53, I'm laying off four of them. But be that as it may, this is what we have. And as you said, they have to prove that they didn't game the system, don't they?
Yes, they have to certify they didn't change their workforce, their hours, they didn't change their plan.
So if I laid off four people, would I get into trouble? If I had 53 employees and I laid off four, would I be in trouble?
If you laid them off because you tried to, you didn't have a reason, an economic reason, like your business went down, you have to prove that it was for an economic reason.
You know what? That's chilling to me, J. Marie, because if it's my business, I ought to be able to do what I want to with my workforce.
Right.
But under the, you hear that, folks? Under Obamacare, I've got to prove why I laid those people off. And if it's what do they do to me if they decide they don't like how I did it?
Well, they could subject you to the penalty. The way they're doing this is that they're saying you don't have to pay a penalty in 2015 if you certify these things.
Yeah.
If you can't certify them, they could potentially penalize you.
And what would the penalty be?
It's pretty complicated to explain in a minute or two. Well,
how much could it be? How bad could it get?
It could be $2,000 per full-time worker.
Yeah.
And full-time defined as 30 or more hours.
Wow. So yeah. Think about that, folks. That's another thing, J. Marie. And this is a big point you make in some of your recent writings and interviews and in your book, is the work week went from 40 hours being the full time to 30 hours, and that was done to support the parameters of Obamacare.
Well, it was picked 30 hours. I think that was a random number. The problem is other areas of the code. It's defined as 40 hours, so it's very confusing.
Yes.
And Congress is trying to change this. There's a House bill that passed, H.R. 30. The Senate may take this up. It's called S-30, but Obama has threatened to veto it, so it's not going anywhere.
Right. So do they have they would not have the votes on this issue in the Senate to override a veto on this issue.
Correct. They don't have a two-thirds.
They might have it on some things like the Keystone Pipeline, but not for health care.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're still stuck with this kabuki dance up there with regard to what's full time in one part of our of how we comply with regulations and what's full time in another part of the regulations.
Right.
and small, you know, Jean Marie, we don't have enough capital. Number one, to comply with all these regulations that we really shouldn't have to comply to at all, let alone try to figure out, you know, which rule we use today.
Well, another problem that's very important is that those businesses with 50 to 99, if they provide coverage, they have to meet stricter insurance requirements than the larger businesses with 100 or more employees.
Really?
Yes, they have to meet the essential health benefits and all these other requirements that their larger counterparts don't have to. So that could cause a competitive disadvantage.
See, this is what gets me about people who, in Washington, who claim to like small businesses, and yet we have these kinds of laws. Give us a website, J. Marie.
www.mulvehealth.com.
Mulvey, M-U-L-V-E-Y.
V like victory, E-Y, health.
Com. All right, so check that out. The book is called Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know Now. It's available wherever books are sold. Dr. J. Marie Mulvey and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.